help us understand that there were the Iranians shot at two Indian flagged vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. What happened?
Those are the last two ships that tried to get through the strait. As of this morning, we're seeing no traffic move through. So you can see one of the Indian tankers as it moved up trying to go through the strait. So this is Iranian oil that the Indian tanker just bought. And they get
from
up to
Iran.
Here, from Iran, and they get told to turn around. So the tanker captain said, hey, what the heck? It's your oil that I just bought from you. So this was the last attempt. But you'll notice the track that it was on, John. The Iranians have been pushing the normal track out of the Gulf through these two islands here because they're tolling. They're charging up to $2 million per ship to go through this. This is something that the Iranians want to continue to do, but it's a U.S. red line. No tolling, freedom of movement. That's going to be the red line that the U.S. still has to resolve.
It's just astounding. They bought oil from Iran, and they were stopped by the Iranians who started shooting at them. Anyway, what is it going to take to open the Strait of Hormuz for shippers to be confident that they can go through?
A couple things have to happen. One, these small boats that we saw attacking the Indian freighters yesterday have to stop their attack. So the Iranians still have hundreds of small boats, some of them in caves, that they can attack shipping within the shipping lane. So if they do that, the insurance companies that are insuring all these tankers back here are going to say, you're not moving until we know that we're not going to get attacked.
And these lines we're seeing, this is what it looks like in a normal
time. This is what it's normal. This is the normal just north of Iran. This is the normal track. This is the track that has been pushing up so that the Iranians can toll.